at the middle, I should say, of a day marked in the calendar as Pesach Sheni, just to take a very brief moment and bring out one thought that I think is somewhat relevant to us on Pesach Sheni. Obviously, what's all that's really left for us of Pesach Sheni is getting out of a tachnuna today, too, as a matter of fact, the Shachar's Animin, but the truth be told, there's a little bit more to Pesach Sheni than that, and I think there's a point in the world of our own Chizuk and Avodas Hashem that it's very worth our while to hear. When we look at the Parsha Pesach Sheni found in Parshas Balosra, say for B'Midbar Perek Tes, the Chumash describes the following scene. Now again, if you recall that the Chumash there has a Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the mitzvah of Karban Pesach to Klal Yisroel. Okay, B'Shana Hashenis, the Tzeisam Eretz Yitzrayim B'Chodev Harishon. Leimar Moshe Rabbeinu, 1 year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, tells Klal Yisroel, okay, what you did last year when you were leaving, that has to get done now. Every single year, that wasn't just a one-time event. And then the Chumash describes the following. Yet a group of people who were Timeim. The Timeim Meis. The Gemara Pesachim describes who they were and how they became Tamei. And they came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Coming at the following request. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Anachnu Tameyim Lenefesh Adam. We are Tamei. Lama Nigara Labilti Hakrivis Karman Hashem Bamado Beso Bine Yisrael. Why should we be any worse off than the rest of Klal Yisrael and not be able to bring a Karman Pesach? Why? Moshe Rabbeinu says back, Vayomar Aleihem Moshe, Imdu Vieshma'o Ma Yitzava Hashem Lachem. Stand still and I want to hear what Hashem is going to say. And then, right after that, we have the delivery of the mitzvahs of Pesach Shein. Now, here in learning terminology, there's a very, very simple question we ask on this story, and that's what's called, what's the Havamina, and what was the Maskana? The Tameim come over to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, why Lama Nigara? Why should we be worse than everybody else? We also want to bring a Karban Pesach. So we all know the answer. The answer is, you can't bring a Karban Pesach because the halacha is that a Tamei Meis is not allowed to bring a Karban Pesach. As a matter of fact, they themselves in the Chumash described that to Moshe Rabbeinu. Anachnu Tameim Lanefesh Adam. We are Tamei Meis. Lama Nigara. Why should be any worse? We want to bring the Karban Pesach also. But you just answered your own question. The din is that a Tamei Meis is not allowed to bring Ke'ilu an Arel or a Nisnak Ramaisa, the love of Yishuvah Shemayim, comes over and says, but I still want to do it anyway. But you can't. It's not shaykh to do. I get up today and I say, actually, that's a bad idea. Today's Pesach. But let's say I got up tomorrow, the next day, and I say, I want to bring a Karban Pesach today on a random day out of the year. Well, it doesn't work like that. You can't. It's not the din, that's not the halacha. So what were they coming over and asking Moshe Rabbeinu exactly? They understood what the halachas were. It's even more surprising, like we said, what was the maskana? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't just sit them down, put his arm around their back and say, let me explain something to you, little bubbala, this is the way things are. I know it's a little bit rough, but to Meis, I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. Sometimes you can't do things in this life. That's just the way the system works. And sorry, like maybe next year, you'll bring your Karban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Imdu v'eshma, stand still, and I want to hear what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to say back, and boom, all of a sudden, we have a mitzvah of a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara points out in Pesachim that Enachanami, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, was going to give the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni anyway, even without this particular request, but Begalgal and Zchusai, the Zakai, the people who had, they were called Zakoyim, they were called righteous people, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought this Zchus into the world through them. Even though the Maisa, the halacha would have been like that, would have been presented like that anyway. But what was this conversation? So the Chor, we have something over here that really hits home and should hit home to a lot of us. And it's like I said, a very big yisod in our Avodas Hashem. The Tameim came to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Anachnu Tameim Lenefesh Adam, we understand we're Tamei Meis, but here's our question. I'm not asking you, Moshe Rabbeinu, for Tamei HaMitzvos, and let me understand what exactly the reason why a tummy mace is not allowed to be makir. I'm not even getting up and saying that this is the, you know, the tummy mace lib movement right now, and we want to, you know, stand up for inequality and injustice in the world and whatever it is, and like we also have to do, because why should you be biased against us? They came with a very, very clear taina to Moshe Rabbeinu. The words that they used were lama nigara. Why should we be worse than anybody else? I understand the circumstance, I understand the halacha, but again, to read the words, lama nigara, why should we be any worse? Lahakriv karban is karban Hashem b'mo'ado b'sof b'nei Yisrael. Why should I be worse off than anybody else? I also want to be makriv a karban. In other words, what the Temeim came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said was a beautiful, beautiful thing. I know all the rules. I know all the dinim. I understand. I'm a kambel, oh, malchus shemayim, when I had a problem. I understand. But at the end of the day, there's still a mitzvah. There's still a madrega that I'm not able to have right now. I am worse off for this. There's a mitzvah that everyone else is going to do, and the rule is that I can't do it. And you know what? Why should I lose an opportunity? And Moshe Rabbeinu says something fascinating. That taina, when a Jew says lama nigara, why should I be any worse off? I also would like to be able to be on that madrega. I'd also like to be able to be holding in that place where everyone else is. Again, circumstances right now are such, my environment, the way things are right now, it can't happen. I understand that, but I still feel bad. I love my nigara. Why should I be worse? And Moshe Rabbeinu says back, you know what? That's a fascinating taina. That's a fascinating thing, right? You're not coming in taina. There's no anger. There's no frustration. There's just a question. I want something. I want to be on a madrega. I want to reach a height. I want to be able to participate in something for good reasons. Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, let's hear what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say. And along comes the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Meaning to say, Pesach Sheni comes along and tells us there's an important koach that people are supposed to have within inside of themselves. And this is something that's nogeya today and in all generations, even at a time when there's no Beis HaMikdash, even we're not actually able to or not able to bring an actual Karban Pesach on the ground. But the yesod that a person has to take time today and say to himself and repeat to himself that question over and over again of lama nigara. Why should we be any worse than anybody else? Circumstances and environment and background shouldn't ever be used as an excuse to hold me back and to be able to say, oh, you know what, that's not for me because I'm not like that. I didn't come from there. That wasn't the circumstances that I had when I was growing up. Right now, I'm in a different kind of a matzav, and I need to be. I understand I'm complacent with the fact that I'm going to be on a lower madrega. Let those people be on some kind of a high place. And okay, you know what? Great, it's not for me. Now again, at the end of the day, we know if it's not for that person and your circumstances are such that you can't, then it's not going to happen. There's no taina on you, and yes, you're an anus or whatever it is, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo understands all of that. But the feel should be inside of a person that he looks at the heights, he looks at big places, where he can possibly get to, what he can achieve and accomplish in life, what others maybe have achieved and accomplished, madregos that are to be reached, and say, I understand, fine, so I didn't grow up in this particular city, I didn't learn in this environment from the time I was 4 years old, I didn't maybe go to who knows where and what knows what. But at the end of the day, if inside a person says, I have a strong, incredible ratzon, a strong, incredible desire, lama nigara, why should I be worse off than anybody else? And a person says, and I want to be able to, and I really, really want to be able to do that. And of course, I'm willing to do something about it, to make an effort. Just asking the question alone doesn't always bring the result. But the Yesod HaPesach Sheni is when a person lives with a feeling of lama nigara, why should I be worse? I want to be the best that I possibly can. I want to have all the opportunities. I want to make sure that I can arise above circumstances and situations and be able to be on those high madregos and those levels too. Ribbono Shalom says, here you go, here's a Yom Tov for you, here's a day where you're going to be able to pull all those things off. All of us are at points in our growth and development, whether it's this year or throughout our lives, where I think we've, by now, Baruch Hashem, been exposed to certain visions of what the godless of a Ben Torah is all about, what the madregos of a yeshiva bachar actually can be, yedios in Torah, kinyanim in Torah. Again, whether it's a daf of Gemara, whether it's 10 blat Gemara, whether it's a perek, whether it's a mesechta, sdorim in shas, the entire shas, etc., etc., etc. We've all been exposed to the idea that, you know what, we actually are accomplishing and we can accomplish. There are a lot of things that a lot of things that can get, a lot of things that can get done. We've seen people, we've been in places, been in certain environments where we saw amazing, amazing people who really accomplished tremendous things for themselves in a really, really shtaik and awesome ways. If we're able to walk around and say, what I'm taking out of my experiences in yeshiva so far, or a feeling of, you know what, but lama and higara, why should I be worse off than anyone else that I see out there? Why can't I be able to have that also? And I'm willing to put in the effort, I'm willing to put in the work, I'm willing to do something about it. Pesach Sheni comes along and a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, you're right about that. And I'm going to let that happen, I'm going to make that happen. But the first step is a person has to make sure he understands, yes, I might have excuses, right? Anachnu temeyim lenefesh adam. We understand that we can't halakhically bring a Karim Pesach. It's not supposed to happen. That doesn't change the fact that I want it to happen. That doesn't change the fact that I have a ratzon for something to be able to take place. And if that's the person's feeling, and that's the person's drive, and that's what's motivating and pushing him inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us a siyata deshmaya that he's going to help us in a tremendous way to be able to accomplish all of that. So let's look back at different things we've seen and been exposed to, perhaps stories we've heard, things we've heard about the what it really means to be a tzaddik, to be a Baal Avodah, to be even just a great bachur in a yeshiva, and just remind ourselves constantly, lama nigara, there's no real reason why I have to be worse off. Want something, shoot big, dream all the time, and then be'ezer Hashem, today we have a Yom Tov where Kadosh Baruch Hu says he'll be Mimali, he'll take a fulfill, Kol Mishalos Libeinu Latova, he'll fulfill all the different things that we desire and all the things that we want, if Be'emes, we have a Ratzon to try to reach them. So Be'ezer Hashem, we should have a lot of Hatzlacha today, a lot of things to think about, and accomplish a tremendous amount over the course of the day.